The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Scott Hannon back at SAP Center at San Jose. A night to remember for Will Smith and the San Jose Sharks as they beat the Chicago Blackhawks by the score of 3-2. His first two goals in his National Hockey League career, both beauties. Will Smith is our guest with Scott Hannon.
Hey, Will, how you doing? How must that have felt getting those first two goals out there tonight?
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, it's a weight off my shoulders now, and just go out there and play. And obviously, two great plays by the whole group, so it was nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. And obviously, you guys weathered a storm there in the third period, and you saw guys, laying their body on the line, blocking shots. Mackenzie Blackwood making some big saves. How much does that mean for the group?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, three in a row is nice, so Blackie stood his head. It was awesome.
Yeah, you guys, what can guys carry out of this little streak, this little momentum you guys are getting? Obviously, the feeling in the locker room must be a lot better.
Yeah, it feels really good. We never got two down, and now that, like I said, we got three in a row, everyone's pumped and want to keep it going.
Nice. And, playing with guys like, Luke Kunin and everything like that, what are you taking as part of their game that you think you can apply to your game?
Everything. They obviously been here for a while, and, little things every day in practice. And, even the games, they're always there for me. So, asking little questions here and there is always good.
Hey, Will, I was walking by you at about 5:30, and you looked at me and you said, "Tonight's the night." How did you know?
I don't know. I'm kind of good at that stuff. Just get that gut feeling, and then it just happens. So, like I said, it's fun and good.
Of course, all of the attention was on those two beautiful plays where you scored amazing goals, but you made a couple of defensive plays, and I saw when you went back to the bench after doing that, the guys were really patting you on the back. How does that make you feel?
Feels really good. Something I've been working on, and I want to be trusted out there. So, I've been working on, and trying to hone in on every day. So, feels good.
Given the fact that this was against the Blackhawks, is all of Hinsdale dressed in teal tonight?
I think so. I'm sure they were all watching. So, can't wait to check the phone and talk to all of them.
Well, Will, congratulations. We're all very happy for you. Your first two NHL goals. May there be many more.
Thank you.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay, a review of all of the exciting action in tonight's game against the Chicago Blackhawks at SAP Center at San Jose. Final score, the Sharks 3 and the Blackhawks 2 in front of a crowd of 10,315 fans. Pretty intense action, and the Blackhawks pushed really hard, but the Sharks would outshoot Chicago 12-9 in the first period, and Will Smith, finally, in game number 12 of the regular season for the Sharks, gets his first NHL goal at 6:54 of the first period. But it's put out to center. Here comes Will Smith. He chips it on the left wing side as he was being checked there from the right wing by Chicago's Craig Smith. And he shoots it around the boards. And now Cunnan gets it back. Rink wide. Will Smith takes the shot. He scores! First NHL goal for Will Smith at 6:52 in the first. And what a rocket of a shot. Snapping the puck from the left wing corner. Top shelf. Sharks 1. Blackhawks nothing. Well, what a great goal. Will Smith, his first ever goal against the Chicago Blackhawks. Luke Kunin and Cody Ceci giving the assist. That was a really sweet pass, actually, by Kunin right on the tape.
Yeah, no, it was. Really, the play on the wall, the forecheck, Ceci coming down on that, and then that pass and that quick release by Will Smith.
But the Blackhawks would tie the game, and a former Shark would be the man who would do it. But now Ferraro and Mikheyev fight for it. Mikheyev centers. Here's a shot by Donato, and he scores! Toffoli tried to get the puck, but Ryan Donato continues his hot streak. He's got 4 goals in the team's last 3 games, and Ryan Donato, the former Shark, just ties the game 1-1 at 7:29 of this first period. So Will Smith's goal didn't even give the Sharks a lead for a full minute, as Donato made it a 1-1 game, his 6th of the year, assist going to Ilya Mikheyev, his first, Connor Murphy, his 5th assist of the year. And then, less than a minute after that, Tyler Bertuzzi would get his 3rd of the year from Murphy and from Hall. And so it was 2-1 Chicago at the end of one, and the Sharks were tested yet again. But they did score the first goal again tonight, and they would tie the game at 1:30 of the second period when a man who seems to be coming through with some pretty big plays in this early stage of the season, Alex Wenberg, would tie it up. Zetterlin carries it down the wing. Makes the move on Alex Vlasic. Now he powers his way from the corner out toward the front of the net. It was kind of checked away there by the goaltender, Mrazek. Now it's Zetterlin on the near side. Guns one on net. Boy, he had trouble handling that. They score! That was poked at on the rebound. As I mentioned, Mrazek was having trouble handling that hard shot by Fabian Zetterlin. And somehow, as the Sharks banged at the puck, it wound up in the back of the net. And 1:30 into the second period, it's a 2-2 tie. It was Wenberg that was in there, and I think he might have gotten his stick on it, but that's great pressure by both Wenberg and also by William Eklund, who was in front of the goal, and the Sharks have evened the score. Alex Wenberg gets his 2nd goal of the year. Nice power by Fabian Zetterlund, again getting the primary assist, and Jake Wallman also assisting. So Zetterlund and Wallman each have extended their point scoring streaks. Zetterlund has now points in 4 straight games, and Wallman now has 7 points in the team's last 3 contests. But how about Alex Wenberg? He keeps on making big plays. He had an assist last game against the LA Kings, and in this game he ties the score, and he was 6-2 on faceoffs.
Yeah, you said it, 6-2 on faceoffs. Really, we said one of the keys to the game was giving me that play in front of the net, and there it is, just driving towards the net, picking up those loose rebounds, and a big goal and a big play.
So at this point, the game was tied at 2, minute and a half into the second period. Once again, the Sharks would outshoot the Blackhawks 12-9 in the middle frame, and it would be Will Smith on the power play with Craig Smith in the penalty box on the game-winning play. Now Sharks steal it, gathered, Smith shoots, score! Will Smith gets a 2nd goal, his 2nd in the National Hockey League, and another unbelievable reach and release by the kid from Massachusetts. Sharks 3 and the Blackhawks 2. This kid's got some real skill with that puck, doesn't he?
It doesn't take long on his stick. And those 2 plays, it's really just that quick release, putting it up there. And Mrazek didn't even, he looked back on that play right away, didn't know where it went.
Unassisted goal for Will Smith, his 2nd goal of the night, 2nd of his career, and the San Jose Sharks, that would prove to be the game winner, as San Jose led at 10:42 of the second by a 3-2 count. But it wasn't easy, as the Blackhawks started to push hard toward the end of that period. And in the third period, it was all Chicago all the time. Blackhawks outshot the Sharks 13-5 and outshot San Jose for the game 31-29. But that is where Mackenzie Blackwood would come in. Grabbed by Barkley Goodrow there, but checked away by Dickinson to Ryan Donato, who moves into the Sharks' end, centering past Mikheyev, shot right on, save made by Mackenzie Blackwood, and the rebound pushed out. That's a big save by Blackwood. Boy, that chance by Mikheyev was a really golden opportunity, but Blackwood, that was not his only great save of the period, but that was a real key one.
Yeah, he was a wall back there in the third period, and there was a lot of pressure from Chicago from start to finish in that period, and he was a big key to this win tonight.
Blackwood was in the nets and pushing hard with his team, but Chicago continued to dominate in the final minute and a half when goaltender Peter Mrazek was pulled by Chicago coach Luke Richardson, and the final result came like this. Here come the Blackhawks on the attack. It's Jones to the Sharks' line. Bertuzzi sends to the middle, blocked by Walm by Wenberg. Now it's Teravainen feeding it back to Bedard. Near side feed to Teravainen. He throws it toward the net. Shot, tip, save made by Blackwood. Rebound not cleared out. Kept in by Jones. We've only got 3 seconds left. It's a chance for Bedard. Is he going to shoot it? 2-1-0. The game is over. The San Jose Sharks have defeated the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2, ending a 5-game losing streak against this franchise in their series history. And for the first time this year, the Sharks have won 3 in a row. And how about that team coming out to congratulate Mackenzie Blackwood, who had a really solid game, but especially the second half. as the shots now favor Chicago in the game, 31-29, but the Sharks get their third straight victory. What a sweet ending to the game. Final score, the Sharks 3 and the Blackhawks 2. Series is even at one win apiece. One more game between these two teams. It'll be right here at the Shark Tank, but it'll be in March on the 13th. San Jose getting the victory for the third time this season. As I said, three-game winning streak. They're 3-7-2 on the year. They've got 8 points. The Chicago Blackhawks fall back to 3-7-1. They have 7 points, so the Sharks move ahead of the Blackhawks in the overall standings.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling, a three-game winning streak. You saw the, you know, the guys laying it all on the line. Mario Ferraro going off at the end of the game there, rushing off to the dressing room. I don't know if it was a stick that he got to the face or a puck to the face, but you like to see guys laying it on the line. Pays off in a three-game winning streak.
Well, and it's happened a bunch of times in this three-game winning streak. Guys taking it for the team. Luke Cunning a couple games ago doing that, and, you know, it seems like every game people are getting in front of the puck. It's one of the reasons why the Sharks are one of the best shot-blocking teams in the league.
Yeah, no, you got to have guys sacrificing. I hear, you know, Mackenzie Blackwood's loving his defenseman in front of him, laying down on that. Ballman had a big block on that, you know, the play at the end there. So, again, you love to see that, and it's great on the Sharks.
A couple of stat notes. Tyler Toffoli ended up with 8 shots on goal, 12 attempts on net. He didn't score, and he would probably tell you that he would have liked to have had a little bit better luck, but still, that's a lot of attempts on goal for Tyler Toffoli. As for the Chicago Blackhawks, Seth Jones, we said it, he was on the ice all the time. He played 27 minutes and 9 seconds, so, and he had 5 shots on goal, and he had 12 attempts on net. He really was a solid player for Chicago.
Yeah, he's a workhorse back there on that one shift. I think he had 5, you know, attempts, and there it goes back to the Sharks and their blocking. They were in shooting lanes all night long. They deflected a lot of plays outside. A lot of the defense had to shoot for tips. So, again, great job in the defensive zone.
Some of you might be wondering if any Sharks players had ever scored 3 goals in a single game with their first 3 NHL goals. Of course, tonight, Will Smith had his first 2, but he had plenty of time to try to get a third, had a couple of chances to do it. But you may remember the very first hat trick in Sharks history. Rob Goodrow did it on December the 3rd, 1992, against the Whalers at the Cow Palace. Those were his first 3 NHL goals. And Alexei Yegorov did it, his first and 3 NHL goals, and only NHL hat trick, scored in February of 1996 when the Sharks played the Calgary Flames. So that's the story there. We know that Austin Matthews scored 4 goals in his very first game as a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs, but I think it's a great start for Will Smith to finally see the dam burst and get those 2 goals tonight.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you said it. It's a confidence boost. It's everything. You saw the plays he was making defensively. He held on to the puck a little bit more tonight. You know, you got to love that. Good on him. He's been working hard at it. He's been having the meetings with the coaches and working hard in the practices, and it pays off here tonight.
Final score, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the Chicago Blackhawks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.